In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was love.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miriam. So beautiful. So I come to you with adornments. I shot over, thanks to Vicki and James, direct from the Blessing of the Waves, down at the Huntington Beach Pier Plaza, and it was beautiful, as you might have expected, and love was certainly present. And this was an event this was the 12th annual. Are y'all familiar with this? This really cool thing that happens in our community that we were part of? Well, I'll clue you in. So the 12th annual Blessing of the Waves, which is sponsored by the Greater Huntington Beach Interfaith Council, and which yours truly is a part of, thanks to you all. And so it was my first time, and it was fantastic. It was beautiful. Vicki and James, thank you for getting me there and getting me back on time. We had to rearrange the program a little bit. I had to pull some clout that I didn't know I had and say, please. And they said, but of course, because why? Yeah, because love. Love leads the way. Love. That's what we do for love. So I even got a little adornment. Isn't that sweet? That's for us. So y'all know that I was in Tennessee last week. I missed you. I missed you so much. But the wedding was fabulous, and it was all about love. There was a lot of love going on, and a lot of love present. And as I was there and I was thinking about coming back, and I ran across this beautiful reminder from Rumi. There are 1,000 ways to kiss the ground. There are 1,000 ways to kiss the ground. Well, okay, there's what, how many billion people in the world? On the planet that we know of, right? Maybe 7.8 billion people. And so I'm going to suggest that there might be 7.8 billion ways to love, to express that beautiful creative energy that is in us and through us and as us, and that we're here. That's why we're here, folks. We're here to express the divinity of love that lives within us. You good with that? Yes, I thought you might be. And so Ernest Holmes writes that since there is no great and no small to the infinite, all that seems of little consequence in our lives, all that seems of little consequence in our lives has the divine guidance just as perfectly and completely as that which we think of as being tremendously important. And to me, that means there's no big love and no little love. There's no greater love and no lesser love. There's simply the pureness of love. I was here yesterday with Fred doing work on the building. You're invited to come help us next time. And I'm so serious about that. And one of our tenants was here, and you know, we've gotten to know each other a little bit, and we were chatting and connecting and stuff, and it popped out of my mouth before I could stop it. I said, I love you. And I was like, oh shoot, did I cross a line, right? I see your faces. I see your faces. I see them. And that was kind of like the feeling that I had on the inside, like, oh shoot. But it was so true. And what I'm disappointed about is that we can't do that so easily, just so naturally. I love you. I don't love you any more or less than Fred. Fred doesn't take it personally when he hears me say, I love you. Do you, honey? Because he knows it's true. It's this thing that we cannot and will not deny. because it cannot and will not be denied. And we find ourselves in these moments of love just popping out of us, and that's changing the world. That's making it a better place. So Ernest goes on to write, we are guided into the knowledge of happiness, of certainty, of wholeness, and of freedom, and we can trust that there is that subtle essence of the Spirit which emanates from us at all times, healing everything it contacts. Okay, so in that perspective, my bursting out with I love you to this person who I do know sort of a little bit, but it was there. Love emanates from us. We really can't stop it. We might think that we're controlling our love, but really, our love is what is leading us and guiding us and directing us and prospering us and vitalizing us and activating us. It is our love. And have you ever noticed what happens when you suppress your love? Yeah. It doesn't feel good, does it? It just doesn't. Because we're not supposed to. And so today we're talking about the activity of love. The activity of love. What does it mean to engage love? To be activated by it and to activate it? When I was in Tennessee, we stayed at my sister's house, and there was this little card. I stayed in my nephew's bedroom, his childhood bedroom, and now he's grown up and big and tall. But in a corner of his bookshelf was this little handwritten card in my handwriting. And I thought, well, what's this? And it was so surprising to me. And here's what it is. Wonderful, wonderful me. I am the place where God shines through. For God and I are one, not two. God lives within me, guides my way through every moment of the day. I ran across this beautiful, beautiful little reminder in my nephew's bedroom, and I thought, well, here it is. Here's that reminder that right where I am, love, God, right, synonyms. So if we read it like that, wonderful, wonderful me, I am the place where love shines through, for love and I are one, not two. Love lives within me, guides my way through every moment of the day. Ooh, isn't that nice? Now, wouldn't it be a lovely way to start our day every morning? Wonderful, wonderful me, I am the place where love shines through. Go ahead. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. I am the place where love shines through. For love and I are one, not two. Love lives within me. Guides my way through every moment of the day. And our work is done. If we can only remember. And here's the catch, I find, is that I don't always remember what love feels like. I don't. Sometimes I'm seduced in a friendly way by other feelings, other ideas, and I get distracted by most often confusion about what's going on. Where's the love? I don't know, I can't see it. Where's the love? I don't know, I misplaced it. Where's the love? I don't know, I can't find it. Where's the love? Oh, I am it. I find that I'm at a point in my life, and I think we're all here. I think I'm not the only one that's here, and I've alluded to it before, but I'm finding it more and more showing up. It's not enough to know that love is true. It's not enough to know that love is important and that love is who I am. It's becoming essential. It's becoming essential to my being to act upon that awareness, to live in that vibration consciously, mindfully, when I'm not knowing where love is, that I actually do have the ability and the skill and the attention to my intention to pause and go, oh yes, it's in me. When we were in Tennessee, my sister is a competitive water skier. And so, of course, we do a lot of water skiing when we're there. And it's been 5 years. And before that, it had probably been 10 years. And I've probably skied maybe 6 times in the entirety of my life. But we were sitting on the boat, and it was huge. I wanted to ski. I wanted to. I wanted to, but there were all these reasons in my head why I shouldn't. All of the seductions of keeping me from expressing my love. All of them. And I almost gave up on it. It would have been okay. Nobody knew what was going on within me. That's the thing. No one knew that I was having this inner turmoil. And it wasn't like it was this great big thing, right? There's no big or small. It's the moments in our life when we're faced with choosing love, with choosing allowing spirit to move through us. Those are the moments. So, you know, I said yes. I said yes to love. I said, okay, I'm up. And they all said, really? And I almost went, oh! Then it was good. And okay, we're going to do this. And I got in the water, and I got my skis, and my niece is coaching me, and her daughter's coaching me, 8 years old. I took it. I needed it. And I just said, all right. I need to remember how this feels. I need to remember how this feels. I've done this before. And so, sure enough, I give the go-ahead, and the boat takes off, and I plow into the water. I mean, it was not a pretty sight. Not at all. My nephew, who's driving the boat, says, all right, Aunt Patty, we got this. We got this. And he circles around. I get the rope, get my skis ready. I'm in the water, and I'm saying to myself, this is mine to do. This is mine to do. Skis are up. Give the go ahead. Okay, I got this. Plowed into the water. But I got up long enough to feel it. I got up long enough to remember that I remember. That third time, I stood up. I skied that lake. It was so awesome. It was so awesome to remember that I remember. To remember that it's in there. And as I was skiing along, and there were a couple times where I thought, I'm good. I did it. I can stop now. And I thought, but why? But why? I'm still skiing. Let me keep this. I'm still loving. Why would I stop? Why? It was absolutely wonderful to remind myself that I know, that I can listen, that I can remember. And it's like that for all of us, I think, that when we're in that moment of where's love? What am I supposed to do? Will love lead the way? Will it really? Will it really? There's something in all of us that remembers what it feels like to say yes to love. There's some, trust me on this. We are made in the image and likeness of God, which is? I am made in the image and likeness of love. Therefore, love is in me. In me, through me, and as me, and it's expressing me. It's expressing each of us all the time. Something within us remembers. The other thing that I'm coming to realize as I'm noticing my own personal growth and my own awareness is, for a long time, we've talked about loving each other, and we've talked about loving ourselves, and we've talked about the importance that in order to love, and I thought about you, Miriam, I thought about you, and I knew you were going to sing me that song. I just knew it. It was right there. So, Miriam, how does it go? Yes.
I left it for him.
And it's a beautiful song. So I'm noticing that the loving me so much, we're pretty good at embracing that. We've kind of learned that that's really important. And I think we need to remember that I love myself so much so I can love you so much. And where is that taking us? Have we become comfortable in the, I love myself so much so I can love you so much, and it feels so good, and it's so yummy-licious, but there's some action that comes with that. The activity of love. The activity of loving you so much. What does that look like? What does it look like when you look across at your beloved and you say, I love myself so much so I can love you so much. Don't let it stop there. How will we be moved into action? What will be the activity of love in our lives with our closest people and with the people that surround us in our communities, with the people all around the world, with all of life, with all of life. We teach we are one. Do we not? We are one. I love myself so much so I can love you so much. That doesn't leave anyone out. How am I behaving in accordance with believing that? With allowing love to activate me into showing you. Showing the person on the street, showing the politician, the neighbor, the so-called enemy. How am I coming to terms with the fact that if I say we're all one and I love myself so much so I can love you so much, and what's that going to look like? Then am I going to turn my back on you? No, I'm not. Am I going to neglect you? No. You know I won't. Am I going to be here for you? Yes, you know I will. Yes, you know I will. But it takes, I'm just offering it, you guys. You don't have to step on board with this with me if you don't want to. But I'm offering it. It takes saying, yes, I am actively loving, actively expressing that love, actively. And I don't know what it's supposed to look like for everyone, Rumi said, how many ways to kiss the ground? 1,000. How many ways to love life? Well, 7.8 billion. Whatever it looks like for each of us is exactly the right way. The activity of love requires us to get to know love, get to know it, and let it start showing up and moving through us and in us and as us. Our book that we're referencing this month is Spiritual Ecology, The Cry of the Earth. And there's just one sentence in here I really want to share with you. And it's in Joanna Macy's section. It's a bunch of different essays from different people. And she's talking to John Seed, who is a director of the Rainforest Information Center in Australia. And she says to him, you talk about the struggle against the lumber companies and politicians to save the remaining rainforests. How do you deal with the despair? And here's the part that I found so interesting. He replied, I try to remember that it's not me, John Seed, trying to protect the rainforest. Rather, I am part of the rainforest protecting myself. We are one. It's not that we're doing something for someone else out there separate from us. We are one. I love myself so much. That I'll do love. I try to remember that it's not me, John Seed, trying to protect the rainforest. Rather, I am part of the rainforest protecting itself. 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 We are all in it together. We're all doing this together. We're all loving together. We're all learning together. We're all rising up together. We're all finding our way together. And we're all allowing love to lead us in our own way, in the perfect way that's right for us. And when we recognize that, when we recognize the virtues, the talent, the beauty of Mother Earth, of life, that something it is born in us. It is born in us, and it becomes a movement in our life. It moves us. Just like I was on those water skis and I was just lifted up. That was love, let me tell you. It wasn't because I was strong enough, because truly I'm not. It wasn't it wasn't because Matt drove the boat just right, because truly he didn't. Love you, Matt. It was love. It is the power. It is the power of all life. Thich Nhat Hanh reminds us that we want to be connected. That is the meaning of love, to be at one. You would do anything for the benefit of the earth, and the earth will do anything for your well-being. What about our family and friends? You would do anything for the benefit of your loved ones. And they would do anything for your well-being. True? Let's remember that we are all one. That love that's activating us is equal in all. It's equal in all of us. We're being called to step up and step into the activity of love and discover what it means for ourselves. You know, here I am, I have some ideas about it, but my hope, I use the word intentionally, my hope is that we will all go out and discover ways that we step into and up into the activity of love in greater ways. However it looks in your life, whatever it looks like in your life, because that's my life too, and I'm really excited about it. Another person that wrote in this book is Richard Rohr. And he gave me some moments to pause. He said, "Wouldn't it be our last and greatest humiliation? Surely, the first being last, as Jesus says, if we one day realized that all other creatures have obeyed their destiny unblinkingly, with trustful surrender, all except us. Just watch the plants and animals for even a short while, and you will see their loving obedience. We alone have the free will to deny our own destiny. We alone have the free will to deny our love. We alone have the free will to say yes to our love. It's very individual. I can't do it for you. You can't do it for me. But when we do it in the midst of each other,